Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is prayer. We will return to our devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Grace in Prayer, written and read by Reverend Kyle Norman. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. When my wife was initially diagnosed with cancer, we immediately called our bishop. We sat in the living room as my wife spoke of her pain, the cancer diagnosis, and her upcoming journey through chemotherapy. The bishop listened gracefully and patiently. The only question he asked her was about her prayer life. In raw honesty, she told him that she had been unable to pray since she had been given her diagnosis. She deeply wanted to pray. The words, however, just didn't come. The bishop responded beautifully. Instead of instructing her in a technique or exhorting her to try harder, he handed some prayer beads to my wife and said, "It's okay if words don't come. Simply rub your fingers over these beads. It will be enough." For the length of her chemo journey and for a long time afterwards, this is exactly what she did. What I hadn't realized during the bishop's visit was how much I would struggle with my own prayers during this time. Each evening, I would sit in my office and attempt to close my day with prayer. Although this had been my habit for years, it seemed as if everything had changed. Even though I attempted to use a liturgy with words written down, the words still wouldn't come. I felt hollow and empty. Every ounce of my spiritual energy had been used to get through the day. Each evening I would tuck myself in bed thinking that my time of prayer had been a waste. After all, I did nothing. I said nothing. I prayed nothing. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt yourself struggling with your prayer life, feeling as if you are trying to pray through a great cosmic wall? The feeling that our prayers are hollow or pointless can be frustrating and disheartening. Our prayerlessness seems irredeemable, and in these moments it's hard not to condemn ourselves. The Apostle Paul knew about these experiences. He himself struggled with frustration in prayer. In his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells of a time when he felt afflicted, burdened by a torment that would not go away. Although he prayed for the thorn in his flesh to disappear, it remained. How disheartening. Yet amid this experience, the words of Jesus came ringing clear. "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is shown in weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Grace. Grace is not reserved for the perfect and put together. It is designed for the needy. It reaches down into those who feel low, burdened, or overwhelmed. There is no shame in claiming grace. Claiming grace is not a sign of weakness or lack of faith. It is a bold and radical act of trust. We reach out to the one who sits with us, who incarnates himself in the very depths of our hurts and our struggles. When we feel that we cannot pray, our Heavenly Father extends grace over us. When all we can do is just sit before God, running our fingers over our Bibles or our prayer beads, it's enough. Our time before the Lord is never a waste. After all, Jesus knows what it is like to weep in the night. He recognizes the agonizing cry of Abba, Father, and my God, why? He is a man familiar with sorrows. And so in response to ours, he meets us where we are, not where we feel that we should be. Intersecting faith and life. Our spiritual lives are never static, and so neither are our prayers. Yes, there are times when we are drawn into great intimacy, where we feel caught up in God's blessing and grace. Then, there are the times when that blissful connection is less apparent. There are times when we feel ourselves suffering the fallenness of life. These times are not comments on our spiritual ability or our state before God. They are just part of the life we live. And the good news is that grace surrounds us in these moments. Grace surrounds us in every moment. And so grace surrounds us in every type of prayer. Are you struggling in prayer today? What might it look like for you to claim grace? Instead of trying to push through your own silence, perhaps all that is needed is to strip away the vestiges of performance or earning and engage in the simplest of actions. Just sit. Hold your Bible. Close your eyes. And sit with the one who sits with you. No matter what your prayers feel like, you are not alone. Jesus is with you, and he surrounds you with grace. For further reading, read Romans 8, verses 18 through 30, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, and A Beautiful Prayer for Encouragement on crosswalk.com.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.